One of the things about novels generally in the 18th century that distinguished them from earlier forms of literature was that they were new. They told stories that had never been heard before. So, for instance, if you were to read a Shakespeare tragedy or see a Shakespeare tragedy, you would know the story, perhaps, of Hamlet beforehand or King Lear beforehand, or certainly of Julius Caesar. You could certainly know these stories beforehand, but nobody had ever previously told the story of Robinson Crusoe or Roderick Random or Tom Jones or Tristram Shandy. And yet at the same time, these are works of the imagination. They don't relate real life histories, and they're written by people who themselves tended to be great readers. And I think one of the things that Sterne does in Tristram Shandy is to play off the novelty of the novel as a form with a background of learning. Now, sometimes he's absolutely clear about that. I mean, we know what some of his favourite books were. We know that he was a great admirer of Shakespeare and of Hamlet. We know that he loved Cervantes, Don Quixote. We know that he loved Montaigne's essays, for instance. And he actually foregrounds that within the text. In other words, he tells you that he's quoting. But there were other moments in the text in which he uses older texts without actually noting that he's quoting from them. And so this gives you a very complex mix of the old and the new. And this was itself a theme that Sterne, I think, was very interested in, certainly at the beginning of Volume 5, for instance. There's a passage where he says, "Tell me, ye learned, shall we be forever so much to the adding so much to the bulk, so little to the stock? Shall we forever make new books as apothecaries make new mixtures by pouring only out of one vessel into another?" What he doesn't actually tell you is that he's drawing there on another author, and this is an author that's very important, a book that's very important to Tristram Shandy, which is Robert Burton's 17th century encyclopedia, not a modern encyclopedia as we know it, but a digest of all kinds of information called the Anatomy of Melancholy. And not only is Sterne drawing there at the beginning of Volume 5 of Tristram Shandy on Robert Burton, but Robert Burton was also acknowledging at that very moment that his own book was drawing on other writers, so that Burton talks of modern authors, that is, in his own century, the 17th century, as all thieves. They pilfer out of old writers to stuff up their old comments. And this was something that Sterne certainly thought about a great deal. What is it to know things? What is the relationship between knowledge and experience and knowledge and reading? How do we come to know the world? Tristram is telling us the story of his life. And in the first instance, you would think this was telling us about his experience. But Tristram's also a great reader. And so what it also involves is telling us about his reading. Sometimes he acknowledges the books that he's actually quoting from, sometimes he doesn't. And I think this goes back to something that was important to Sterne, not just as a writer, as a novelist, but as a clergyman as well, because of course this is one of the oldest themes in the Bible. Sterne is a preacher. The book of the preacher, Ecclesiastes, deals with that very issue very directly when it says, "There is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. See, this is new." Is there anything you can say that about? Well, the new species of writing, you would think, would be something. But Sterne also thinks of experience in terms of the totality of human experience, the way in which people live their lives, and the way in which individual experience relates to this totality of human experience. And so many people, Samuel Johnson among them, thought Tristram Shandy an odd book, and Tristram himself an odd character. And certainly the kinds of things that happen to him amuse us by their peculiarity. But again, at heart, Sterne is offering a vision of all human existence, constantly frustrated by petty mishaps, by what he liked to call cross accidents, when things go absurdly wrong for us, and yet these tiny accidents actually affect the whole of our lives.